6. Economics.
Keynes and Friedman. Until the 1930s, governments trying to improve a country's economy followed the quantity theory of money. It argues that the supply of money has an effect upon the strength of the economy. In the 20th century, two Western economists revisited the quantity theory to develop new yet conflicting theories on how government actions can influence the economy. In 1936, John Maynard Keynes criticized the quantity theory in his General Theory of Employment, Interest, and Money. He argued that the money supply did not have a significant effect on prices or the strength of the economy. Keynes believed that the key to a healthy economy was the demand for goods and services produced. His theory is known as a demand-side theory. If there is not enough demand for the goods and services companies produce, the companies will produce less. This means that they will employ fewer people. For Keynes, three variables affect demand: consumer spending, government spending, and investment spending. Therefore, to improve the economy, a government can alter its tax and budget policies and encourage investment. For instance, if consumers pay fewer taxes, they are likely to spend more on goods and services, thereby increasing demand. Keynes' work formed the basis of a new branch of economics called Keynesian economics. It became so widely accepted that for several decades, economists rejected monetary policy as a way of managing the volume of economic activity. In the 1960s, Milton Friedman introduced his supply-side economic theories. It brought focus back to the supply of money in an economy. Friedman argued that the money supply has a causal effect on the economy. For him, the fiscal disaster of the Great Depression was not a result of low demand as suggested by Keynes. Rather, it was a contraction in the money supply. The Federal Reserve, the centralized banking system in the U.S., supplied less money than was desired. This caused a drop in consumption and thus a decline in the overall health of the market. A detailed analysis published by Friedman and a colleague, A Monetary History of the United States, 1867 to 1960, persuaded many that his theories were valid. According to this monetarism school of thought, a steady rate of economic growth can be promoted by a steady growth of the money supply. Simply put, more available money for spending will increase production and employment. Friedman argued against the Keynesian focus on governmental fiscal policy. He and his fellow monetarists believed that the government should only intervene in the economy by controlling the rate of growth of the money supply.